You know, I know that some of you have shared with me that you listen to the broadcast more on the weekends than during the week because you're working during the week. You're off during the weekends, and that's when you have your opportunity to listen in. So I'm bringing back to you a broadcast today that I had with Darlene Lancer earlier in the week while you were working. You know, fair is fair, right? So I usually take 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast and broadcast it during the week, usually on Wednesdays. So why not take one of the week's broadcasts and air it on the weekend, at least on occasion? Because I know that we are putting it online and you can go and hear it when you're ready. But I also know that sometimes it takes a long time for the word to get out. And so I know a lot of times people will be listening and won't catch up to the fact that they can listen online at your convenience. And so we're going to do this at least for a little while. Occasionally, taking something that aired during the week, airing it on the weekend, like we take something that aired usually on Sundays and air it during the week. So here we go. My discussion with Darlene Lancer. It's going to follow a bit of music, though. I have some people who say they really like the music that we feature, too. So flow with the music for a while. Then we're going to begin to take a look at why people drop out of high school. And when we move into that third segment, we're going to be speaking with Darlene Lancer. So if you want to get right to the conversation that I had with Darlene Lancer, feel free to go to the third segment if you're listening online. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board. Good to be on board with you. And I tell you what, let me let you know this up front. There's a chance that we'll be having a conversation with Darlene Lancer. She's an attorney and a licensed marriage and family therapist. She spoke with us some months ago about narcissism, and did she shed some light on narcissism and how people with narcissistic traits can and do mess up relationships, including their relationship with themselves. Well, we're not going to follow up on narcissism today. The plan is to talk about self-esteem. And so I'm expecting her call and possibly any minute now. We're planning to be speaking with each other from 1 to 2 today, this afternoon. And since, as a lot of you know, I am your loyal producer as well as host, when that call comes through, I'll need to be the one to take it. So I'm going to be checking out the phone as I talk so that if indeed she's able to get through, because, you know, sometimes things come up, circumstances come up, and you're just not able to follow through. And so there's a possibility that something's going on. And so I'm still waiting to hear from her, but I do want you to know that I am expecting a call. And so if you hear me saying, okay, that's her, then you know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be letting you know if I see the light flashing. I'll be letting you know we got a call coming through. Let me leave you with some music. And I'll just leave you with some music. And so, as a matter of fact, let me know which of these you prefer. Hold on just a minute. Okay, so you heard a little bit of that one. Okay, now here's the next one. And what you're going to do, just, you know, get a feel for the sounds and all of that. And let me know which of these songs you prefer that I play while getting connected and, maybe even as we go into and come out of our commercial breaks. Here's the next song. All right, that was your second choice. Okay, here's your third and final choice. Let me know which one is going to work best for you. Which of the three will work best for you? I know some of you saying, well, they all sound alike to me. Keep listening. Today, you choose which song we use for the commercial breaks and while we're doing the connections. The featured musicians are on their way on stage. Marcus Miller, the bass man, just walked out. This is going to pick up speed. The tempo is going to pick up. You hear it happening now. Okay, you like that one better. Mr. Dave Sanborn, the sax man, saxophone man, stepping out onto the stage. And you hear the audience is really grooving with them. You hear the applause pick up. Mr. George Duke, Mr. Piano Man, has entered the stage. Time to go. The title of the song is Run for Cover. Man, that drummer is so smooth. He's making his transitions to the T. I know that sounds a bit like a guitar, but that's actually George Duke playing one of the Moog synthesizers. The handheld one, the one that straps around your shoulders. All right, man, sounding mighty good. Okay, I'll let you hear some of that. We'll hear some more a little bit later. I know some of you really enjoy hearing the music. You've let me know that you like the conversation, but you also enjoy the music that is played. And some of you have let me know you really like it when we let the music play, especially when you're driving down the road. Some of you have some distances to drive, too. And you've let me know that you really like it when we let the music flow because it helps you with your drive. Thank you for letting me know that. That's what I was hoping. Some of you may have recalled times in the past when I've featured music that I said reminds me of a trip. This is the kind of music I'd like to play if I were on a road trip and I'd let the music play. And so thank you again for letting me know was working for you. And I'm going to get started with this conversation. I want us to take a look at dropouts. Now, I don't think we use the word dropout so much when we talk about people who start college but don't finish. And whew, that dropout rate is so much higher than any of us would like want it to be. But our focus will be right now, high school dropout. And I want to ask you this. We're going to be, in fact, Council on Contemporary Families is sharing this information with us. And I want to ask you, when you hear that word dropouts, what are your initial responses? You hear the word dropout. Now, when I say what are your initial responses, whether emotionally or mentally. In other words, what are your initial feelings? What are your initial thoughts? And they're different. Your feelings may be you just get angry. All right, that's an emotional response. But then what's going through your mind? There are probably some thoughts that produce that anger. So what are your initial thoughts? Are you thinking, those people just need to get a life. They need to start caring about themselves. They need to start caring about life. And you begin to view them, even though you may not have any particular person in mind. You may view them as lazy. You may view them as being people who just are irresponsible and have not learned how to be mature in life. You may have these thoughts come to your mind. You may have even developed a mindset, a disposition about dropouts some time ago. And you don't even have to think per se. You don't have to put any real energy into thinking any specific thoughts because you formulated your opinion some time ago. And now you're on cruise control. As far as what you're thinking, you're on cruise control. It's there. And all you do is recall what you've already decided about dropouts. How about the feelings? If we formulated these opinions about them, you got me? We formulated these opinions. And with those opinions, for whatever the reason, we formulated negative feelings to go along with our negative thoughts. And so anger, hostility, malice are the feelings we experience. Because once we decided that we were going to start considering these dropouts as irresponsible and lazy, we almost had no choice but to develop negative feelings to match those negative thoughts. And so some people hear that word dropouts and, man, all kinds of negative stuff just starts flowing out, just starts flowing within. Some people hear the word dropouts, and especially if they've had someone in the family or they themselves know what it is to drop out, they may have a whole different take on why people drop out of school. And again, excuse me, I know that we're talking, you know, college, the retention rate can be kind of low, et cetera. But I just want us to just focus for now on the high school dropout situation. And I'll be honest with you, this is what I'm hoping. I know that there are some people who really are just lazy. They just don't want to use their brains. They don't want to put out the energy that it takes to do well academically. Some people just haven't learned good study skills, though, and it is very, very difficult for them. They don't know how to learn the study skills on their own. No one else has taught them the good study skills, and as a result, they struggle to do well academically. And some of them just get so tired of the struggle, they just give up. I want us to look at this from more than one angle is my point, okay? All right, so more on why they drop out in just a few.